Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, August 17th. The City Office of Labor Relations warned us last week about the possibility of layoffs. The mayor has ordered the agency to prepare layoff lists to ensure a $1 billion savings to the budget. The agencies will create the lists. The city will check them, and revisions may occur all before August 31st. On that date, the city will share the lists with the unions. As per our contract, we then have 30 days to correct any errors, but also to negotiate to reduce or to avert layoffs. Earlier this summer, Mayor de Blasio had talked of 22,000 layoffs, so we have some idea of the size of the possible impact. There are three obvious ways this disaster could be avoided between now and October. The federal government could supply aid to the states. Failing that, New York State could allow New York City to incur additional debt sufficient to meet the budget's shortfall. Finally, the Early Out Retirement Incentive Program could mitigate any loss of younger workers by a lot. Any of these, or any combination of these, would be a major help for the fiscal year 2021. Our union office does expect many phone calls on this topic starting today. Please do not call to find out if you are on a layoff list, since we certainly will not know until August 31st when the city sends us those lists. If you are interested in learning about the rules of the civil service as it relates to layoffs, we will have listed all of the city's official rules on our website at osaunion.org. You will need, please check the weekly newsletter posting on the website late on Monday. You will not need to read all the many pages because you can find there's an index and you go to the area that concerns you. We are all greatly upset at this development on top of and due to the current pandemic. It is very bad news, but members who are laid off can expect easy access to the New York State unemployment insurance. As soon as our union is given access to the final layoff lists, we will know how many of our members are affected. In the case of prior layoffs, as far back as those under Mayor Dinkins, OSA has often been able to negotiate lower numbers of layoffs, but we'll have to see what can be done in this time period. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again